3, J. Best Pitch, northeast of Road 279, Camp Arrowhead Road, 2,400 feet south of Road 277, Angola Road, and more specifically southwest of Pine Road within Angola Neck Acres, and 120 feet northeast of Road 279, Camp Arrowhead Road, being Lot 14 within Angola Neck Acres Development. Tax map ID District 234, map 12.18, parcel 47.02, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Best Pitch, 2296.
You do me a favor.
You raise your right hand.
Sure, they don't.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I know. You got a circuit.
Good evening.
Hello.
I can't read them.
Could you explain to the board your request?
Yes, sir. We have a garage on our property, and it's been there 15 years. We've had it surveyed twice, and when we brought it before the council for a conditional use variance, it got approved. But the difference, the 6-inch difference, didn't get picked up. It isn't in the records. Mr. Lank looked it up for us. And so we wanted to divide the property, and they surveyed it again, and it is still, of course, 6 inches too close to the back setback of 10 feet. It's 9 feet, 9.5 feet.
Okay.
I don't, it's blanked out there when it's pointed to the shed, so we need to know what that says there. Is it going to be removed or what? It's right on the line.
The shed is on the line. It's scheduled to be moved
tomorrow. Okay, all right.
Okay. We had to take out the little shed that was there, and that's been done.
Okay.
The big one is going to be.
All right, fine. Just so that's clarified.
Yes.
So the only thing you're looking for is the variance on your dwelling. Is that right? At 1.1 tenths of a foot?
It's the garage. It's on the lot. It's on the lot, kind of at an angle, and the furthest corner is too close.
Right.
To okay. The back.
I just need to know that you're getting rid of that.
Yes.
That's it here, not this.
It will be moved over into our yard, the backyard.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I just want to make sure I understand this.
Okay.
So what is marked dwelling on your survey? Is the garage you're talking about moving?
No. The It has to be moved over this way because that's the new dividing line to the property. This garage is what is. See, it's on the lot.
It's marked. It's marked dwelling, but that's the garage you're talking speaking of.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
The shed is this little square.
Yeah,
it's going
right.
to be moved.
Okay.
Jeff,
gotcha.
The dwelling is the garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking
for. At this point, I'm going to ask. You to ask the secretary to when they present the evidence that we have here that they don't put on the highlighters because I can't tell from that. I don't know. I guess the rest of you have the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that they circle the variance so that we can not ask so many questions and look about.
Well, this one
okay.
doesn't have any markings if y'all would like to look at it.
Fine. We
okay.
know. You explained it. That's fine.
Speaking in regards to the ones that we have.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I thought so.
Okay. Yeah,
so
well,
I'd like
we'll take
to
care
ask
of
that.
That
if you would.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take care of that. Okay, Mr. Hudson, you did it. Mr. Mills?
I do have a question. The what you keep referring to as a garage.
Yes.
Does it have a living space in it?
It has an apartment on top,
okay.
One bedroom that we got a conditional use variance
right.
for years
I
ago.
I understand.
Okay.
Because it couldn't otherwise be on a separate parcel if it didn't.
Right.
And there are standards for that this board needs to be convinced that you meet. Are you familiar with those standards?
I'm not sure.
With your application, there was a list of standards. There's five standards that you have to meet or convince us that you do meet in order for us to grant a variance. You have your application with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you prepared to address those standards? The standard of uniqueness and can't otherwise be developed. It wasn't created by the applicant. Won't alter the central character and a minimum of variance.
Okay. Well, the only thing I know is the building's been there for years, and it was laid out and blocked by someone, you know, a builder. Mm-hmm. And we didn't find out that it was close until we did the conditional use. And we thought that that was taken care of, the difference, when we did the original conditional use. But when we came to planning and zoning to divide the property in half, Mr. Lank said it was not, you know, officially, had not officially been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And he suggested that we do this.
Okay,
so what you're saying is this certificate of compliance was issued to you.
Yes, sir.
And you thought you were fine.
Yes, sir.
And that's the reason Mr. Lank gave you a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on that particular garage?
Yes, just on the garage.
Conditional use you got on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is there any further questions?
No, I don't have any other.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10993 for the uniqueness of the property, and also as a variance is this six inches, is it, or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
6 inches.
To enable reasonable use of the property, the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. The variance will not substantially and permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. The variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. The request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief for the applicant. And the request variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation for that setback.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
They're actually requesting a 1.1 foot variance from the required 10 foot side yard.
No, it's not supposed to be.
The building sits 8.9 feet.
No, the other corner.
The rear.
See the 9.5?
Right, 9.5, and then we have the steps that are coming off, the landing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be a 1.1, they're 8.9 feet from the 10 foot rear.
Okay. There's a 1.1 variance.
Yes.
That's what they're asking for, 1.1.
Yeah. I didn't know we were asking for that.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why we have to go from the 8.9 is because the steps are going to the second floor.
Right.
Okay.
The landing is what is the tip of the landing is what is 8.9. The
right.
steps are over. This way.
Right.
They're further.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
That's
we'll get
my
that
motion,
cleared up. Okay. So it's for the 1.1.
That's correct.
Variance. Okay. And add a second to that, please.
Second.
Okay. I got a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 10993. All those in favor, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated, and also like to add that it is a odd-shaped lot on that subdivision this garage sits on.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for the same reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
For the reasons I stated, aye.
And Mr. Galloway, for all the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,993 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.